With markets changing and living costs rising, finding a reliable place to grow your money matters now more than ever. With the Wealthfront Cash Account, your uninvested money earns a 3.75% APY, which is higher than the average savings rate. There are no account fees or minimums, and you also get free instant withdrawals to eligible accounts 24/7, so you always have access to your money when you need it. And when you're ready to invest, you can transfer your cash to one of Wealthfront's expert-built portfolios in just minutes. More than 1 million people already use Wealthfront to save and build long-term wealth with confidence. Get started today at Wealthfront.com. Cash account offered by Wealthfront Brokerage, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Wealthfront Brokerage is not a bank. Annual percentage yield on deposits as of September 26, 2025 is representative, subject to change, and requires no minimum. The cash account is not a bank account. Funds are swept to program banks where they earn the variable APY.
Good morning, beautiful people. Welcome to my channel. We're doing the D10 series for careers, jobs, talents, abilities. And now we come to the second nakshatra in Aries, which is Bharani nakshatra. But before that, made the last one in somewhat of a hurry, I want to lay down some rules for you, and I'll repeat this in every one of the nakshatras so this is clear, right? Different people bump across this at different times. Certain rules of how to follow the nakshatra and how to get the talents and abilities, because we are talking about a highly complex system of unraveling of the dashamsha. Okay, so you need to be careful about how you interpret, what you interpret, and which areas, which signs, which lordships, and which Parivartan yoga and this yoga and 101 yogas that's there in Vedic astrology. But keep some basic ground rules to operate this. Okay, so I'm going to put that now as the first two videos in every nakshatra so that you can follow it. Okay, so let's get on to it. So these are the ground rules for every nakshatra. Yes, I'm putting this as the ground rules, the second slide. Number 1 to number 12 houses you can see in the T10, in this, starting from Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha, all the same rest of the rules, yes. But here I have put in, as in the first Nashvini nakshatra, number 1 house stands for what? This is the most dominant part of what your personality is, which you bring to all of the houses in your career. So whatever nakshatra your ascendant is falling in the D10 chart, and all the characteristics of that nakshatra will carry into whatever profession you are. Characteristics, not necessarily the professions. I want to be very clear on this. The characteristics or the qualities of the nakshatra will come into all the areas of your profession. And you will notice this if you pull out your D10 chart. This is a mandatory thing. This is a necessary condition. Okay. Now, when you come to the second house, your Artha house, the second house, your values at work and how you talk to your colleagues, your wealth earned, themes will play out as per the sign of the zodiac, even if there is no planet in it, with any nakshatra in it. If you want to go deep dive, then you see the lord of the second house, where it is placed and which nakshatra it is placed, and you can see the other nakshatra video, which I will post later. Let's say if it is in Kritika or if it is in whatever, Ashlesha, you can see that nakshatra lord of that thing placed, and then you can surmise the meanings from that. You have to derive meanings, folks. This is not a ready-made cooked up dish I'm giving you. I'm giving you a formula how to find these things out, yes? The third house, the Kama house in a D10 chart, house, not the sign, the house, will give how your colleagues and peers are, what is your competitive spirit at work, and what are your skill sets. Again, third house sign will play out definitely as a theme. The lord of the third house, wherever it is sitting in, and the nakshatra that is sitting in, will play out for that house, for your D10. But your dominant personality will still be the ascendant nakshatra. If you do not understand these things, keep playing this over and over again. You will get it. It's like a matter of practice. Yeah. The fourth house, the moksha house in a D10 is chart is for your career satisfaction, because whole fourth house in a normal chart is for your emotional satisfaction as a person. In D10, it becomes about career. What career satisfaction are you getting? Are you going to do a home-based business? Do you have attachment to your work emotionally? It's an emotional moksha house. Okay, all houses of moksha are emotional in nature. In the fifth house, it shows your creativity at work. It shows the quality and your interaction with your subordinates. It shows change of jobs. It shows also the type of work, or what talents you bring to the work is more like it. In the sixth house, because it's a house of enemies in the natal chart, in D10, it becomes about competition at work. It becomes about enemies and opposition at work. It stands for obstacles in your daily routine. Sixth house is for daily routines. But now we are talking about daily routines at workplace. Seventh house, because it's a house of spouse, you know, here it doesn't stand for spouse. We are talking about the workplace. It's, although it's a Kama house, it stands for business partnership. It can also mean spouse, your spouse, with respect to your career. Is she supportive, not supportive? That kind of issue. Again, examine the lords of the seventh house, where it is placed, what is a nakshatra, and you go on from there. In the 8th house, which is the second moksha house, it stands for ups and downs, transformation. Any kind of transformation of career, you change your jobs, or there are ups and downs in your career, promotion, demotion, all those kinds of things, sudden events. And it also stands for joint assets if your 7th house indicates that there's going to be a business partnership for you. 9th house shows, because it is gurus, your teachers, your mentors in the natal, in D10, it becomes about mentors at work, your luck factor, your good luck factor, and working abroad, travels abroad, foreign travels. The 10th house will stand for authority, your boss, right? The big pain in the backside. Authority, your boss, your position, how much you gain position in your career. People want position, right? You want to be promoted to a senior level, of course. Or you want to gain a higher authority in business, of course, that's what we all ask for. Appreciation, will you be appreciated for your life, for your career? So that is shown by the 10th house. So this is the main house which you should be looking at. And the lord of your 10th house in the D1 and how it is placed in the D10 is one of the dominant factors. Lord of the 10th house in your D1 chart, natal chart, what it acts up as in the D10. Fulfillment of career is the 11th house, because 11th house is a house of gains, financial success, community and social network, because it's a social network house. Now we are talking with respect to career. Are you going to have a long, lots of social network or less? Are you going to be working from home, working with few people? The 12th house, being a moksha house in the natal, it becomes about retirement. It becomes about settling abroad, going into foreign lands, working from behind the scenes. It also stands for secret enemies, by the way. 12th house is everything hidden, secret enemies. 6th house becomes house of visible enemies. 12th house becomes hidden enemies. Loss of job, especially in transits. There's some specific about that. Whenever Ketu or some other one is transiting, the 12th house, it might be a loss of job temporarily. Okay? Now I gotta go. Bell is ringing. So I'll get back to you shortly. So, the 10 deities are for each of the Amsha of the D10 chart. Amsha is a part of the D10 chart, right? We saw that the zodiac, each zodiac sign is 30 degrees. We divide it into 10 parts, we get 10 Amshas or 10 steps, 10 parts. Now, without going into too much mythology, each one of these names that you see over there, for all those who are listening from out of India and don't know how to and make anything of anything of this stuff, okay, just make it simple that each one of these represents an archetype of behavior, archetype of qualities that is inherently present in you, which you can bring to your profession, to your career, to your job, to your business, okay? And it is all about angles. It is all about angles, like you can see there in the chart, right? The first deity is Indra, who stands for leadership qualities, power, authority, wants to be a CEO, leader, executive, politician, etc. Okay, that is 0 to 3 degrees. Now, all of these you are seeing degrees in angles. These are the angles which a planet makes in your D10 chart. This is specific to only D10 chart. Don't confuse this with the D1 chart or your natal birth chart. Okay, number one. When we talk of angles, this is where the precision of the time of your birth becomes crucial, because the ascendant is the most fickle point on your birth chart. Ascendant changes every hour, right? So it is crucial to get the angle right, which means to say, which you need to have an accurate time of birth for your natal chart. If your natal chart is accurate, your D10 chart becomes automatically accurate, because it's a divisional chart of your natal chart. See what I'm saying? So first deity you got to put, or we'll just use archetype for simplicity, okay? First archetype is Indra. Indra means what? 0 to 3 degrees, any planet or point in your D10 chart will have more leadership qualities. We want to seek power, seek authority. He wants to be the CEO, leader, executive kind. It's a driving energy. It's an Indra kind of archetype. Second is 3 to 6 degrees. Now we are divided into 10 parts. So 0 to 3, 3 to 6, 6 to 9, etc. is going all the way from 27 to 30 degrees, which completes the zodiac sign. Second one is Agni. Agni is the fire or the willpower. Agni archetype shows what? Any planet or point between 3 to 6 degrees in your D10 chart will show a strong work ethic, ability to overcome challenges, determination, inspirational, passionate, creative. These people predominantly would land up in professions like the military, police, scientists, or astronomers. Just keep that in mind for now. It doesn't mean you necessarily end up becoming a cop, okay? We'll see that later. 6 to 9 degrees is Yama. Yama is all about dharma, means it's all about discipline. Discipline, strong sense of responsibility, adherence to ethics and morality at work. So these kind of people, if there's a strong 6 to 9 degrees planet, these people end up becoming lawyers, policy makers, HR, human resources, judge, quality managers and inspectors. These kind of professions are all about discipline, right? Strong sense of responsibility and adherence to ethics. Fourth one, 9 to 12 degrees of any planet or point in your D10 chart is the Asura, which gives it a competitive spirit, drive to succeed, ambitious. And these people typically end up becoming surgeons, healers, change makers to the traditional way at work. Everything is at your workplace. This is not your personality as a person, this is a personality at work, what you bring to the work. 12 to 15 degrees is Varuna, the archetype of Varuna. Excellent communication skills, adaptability, able to connect with others at work. Varuna is emotional, so it's a water deity, so to speak. So it is very strong in connecting with the emotional content of others. They can become good influencers, like social media influencer, for example. They can make good diplomats, philosophers, they can work in the tourism industry, all people oriented, look at that. Or they can also go into the industry of petroleum, water, wastewater management. Varuna is about water, okay? Sixth angle, 15 to 18 degrees, is the archetype of Vayu. What does Vayu provide this person? If more planets or points are between 15 to 18 degrees in your D10 chart, you have more Vayu qualities in you. Qualities, not the tattva, it's the quality. Dynamic, flexible, quickest to adapt, intellectual, very intellectual people. Air sign, Vayu is air. Air is all about mental aptitude, okay? So these people typically make PhDs, doctorates, scholars, teachers, professors, personal or business coaches, right? The seventh one, 18 to 21 degrees centigrade, okay, 18 to 21 degrees angle is Kubera, wealth. Financially astute, ability to earn and save money. So these people end up becoming accountants, banking and investment industry. 21 to 24 degrees, any planet or point more dominant in 21 to 24 is Ishana, the ability to find purpose and meaning. So these people end up becoming life coaches, spiritual teachers, motivational speakers, counselors, because they are looking for greater meaning. It's like a zoom out view of life itself. They have it naturally in them. Ninth one, 24 to 27 degrees. If more planets or points are dominant in this angle, it's called the Brahma. The Brahma archetype provides a person what? Intellectual capability, innovative thinking and originality. These people can make good scientists, good creators. They are highly creative, innovators of all kinds, any field. That's what I mean to say. The last one, 27 to 30 degrees, is called Ananta. This is the Ananta Sheshnag, where Vishnu resides on. He sleeps on the Ananta Sheshnag. So it is a stability, long-lasting success. Thoughtful revolutionaries, change makers, successful popular writers, coaches and inspirers. You see all these motivational coaches, they might be having more of this Jupiter in this particular angle in their detail chart. Okay, so I want you to keep this table in mind, and I shall stick this in each one of the nakshatras as we go through the 27 of them. Okay. Now these are the general guidelines for the D10, checking the nakshatra. I am more leaning towards the nakshatra aspect than just seeing the lords of the signs and where they are placed. Of course, that is the first line of attack. But we are going towards the nakshatra because we want to understand the qualities of talents that you carry. A career, for me personally, where I come from, is totally unimportant what you do in the work if you're not enjoying the God-gifted talents that you have. Each one of us has one thing or the other in one area or the other. Judging by the way the planet is going and everything is going, the young people need to understand talents first and how what you bring to the table, rather than going according to what all you get as a ready-made job. Okay. So the number one rule in that is the ascendant nakshatra. That energy will carry to any profession, career, job that you will be eventually doing, being, creating or generating in the world. Number one. Number two, the planet points which carry the propensity towards a particular talent, ability and disposition or inherent nature, when taking the color of nakshatra and the house it sits in, will play out within the professional career. Remember this as the rule. As the person's approach and attitude towards it. Number three, since in any D10 chart you will see a scattering of planets and points in different nakshatras, different houses, this is normal. It is wise to check the ascendant nakshatra first, cusp of the ascendant of D10 chart next, that is closest to it, and if it is impact in the 10th house directly, 10th house is the house of your career, and we are in D10 chart, 10th house rules. Saturn rules, by the way. Check where your Saturn also is. Saturn and Sun are the Karakas of the 10th house. Sun for fame, success. Saturn for the work you do. So if it is impacting 10th house directly or by aspect indirectly. Later you can check the Lord of the 10th, its nakshatra and the different other planets and so on and so forth. Okay? Please keep this as the ground rules. And I will include this in every single video from now on. So, let's start Bharani Nakshatra, talents and abilities. Very clear on that. Not eventually what profession you land up. You can see the whole list here. Doesn't mean Bharani will sit and do all of this, okay? Number one, go through the rules in the previous three slides. First house. If Bharani is in the first house, you will take these talents and abilities to one or more of them in any area of any profession that you do. Geez, this thing is zooming out. One second, is it showing correctly? Hang on a minute, let me just expand this a little more. Give me some space here. Thank you. All right, this is good enough, right? Okay, so back to. So you can see Bharani Nakshatra in ascendant. The ascendant Bharani Nakshatra, which falls in Aries, will be the guiding force. So all suited for all these careers also, depending upon what the planets here are. I have marked the planets and the signs. You can go through them at ease. Okay. If you talk of entrepreneurship and business, you would have to look at the Mars, Jupiter and Sun, where they are placed and which nakshatra they are placed in. So you would have to go to that particular nakshatra and see there. Okay, Mars will behave like that. That's the way it works. If the planet is situated along with the ascendant in the first house, it becomes more dominated. If it is Lord of the 10th house, next to that one, that may become career, especially if it's Saturn. Next, number two. In the 12th house, where does Bharani fall in the 12th house? In Taurus ascendant. So in the Taurus ascendant, excuse all this drilling that is going on. So Taurus ascendant will have Bharani coming in the 12th house. So if there are planets and points which are like this, situated with Bharani Nakshatra in the 12th house for a Taurus ascendant, we can have careers like this. Creative arts and entertainment, for example. Creative arts and entertainment, you got to look at Venus, Mars, Mercury and Rahu. Gives you good talent abilities. You got to see where they are placed and if they are lords of the 10th house, 12th house, whatever it is. And if they are placed in Bharani, especially Venus is placed in Bharani there, it will give them a good talent, creative talent abroad maybe. Maybe. All these are maybes depending upon all the other planets. Medicine and healing professions, you know, all the OBGs, obstetrician and gynecologist, pediatric surgeons, teaching profession for children, these are all Bharani, because Bharani's symbol is a womb, it's a guardian of children. Psychology and counseling. Psychology and counseling can be seen more from Moon, Mercury and Venus placements. If Venus especially is in the 5th or the 12th, they become excellent psychologists and counselors. We need that these days, God knows. Very warped civilization we are having at the moment. Sales and marketing, they may also be in sales and marketing. If especially Mars, Mercury and Rahu placements aspecting one another will give that kind of a propensity. But we are talking about the 12th house. So if any one of this is present in the 12th house, Bharani themes will become dominant. That's what it means. Number 3. Gemini ascendant, Bharani falls in the 11th house of gains, fulfillment of career, financial success, community and social network. All aspects of the 11th house become dominant if planets and points are situated in Bharani here. Okay, but the careers might be dictated by these planets and points presence in Bharani. Understand this very carefully. Number 4. It comes in the 10th house. Bharani comes in the 10th house in a Cancer ascendant. Therefore, 10th house aspects, which is boss, authority, type of position, recognition, fame in career, all the 10th house aspects, according to these other planets, if they are placed in Bharani, will become dominant if they are placed in Bharani in the 10th house. Number 5. Bharani comes in the 9th house in a Leo ascendant. Therefore, these careers will become dominant, especially if it's a fire sign, because Bharani comes in Aries. You've got to look at Mars also along with the Saturn and Sun, because it's a D10 chart. So wherever Sun is coming, Sun and Mars, or Mars everywhere as I have marked, not so much psychology and counseling, unless Venus is in 5th or 12th. Okay, Venus is here, then this might also become, because 9th house is the house of Gurus, right? So you've got to look at all these things in detail. It cannot be told in a very generic one. I'm just giving tips here, okay? Bharani appears in the 8th house for a Virgo ascendant. 8th house is a house of ups and downs, change of career, jobs, joint assets if they are in business partnerships. So you've got to see the 7th house as well. In this case, what is good in the 8th house? Okay, 8th house Mars does well, Mercury does very well. Right, so we might look at creative arts and entertainment, which is also always a very fluctuating industry. Mercury and Venus sitting in the 8th house does well. Well, the Rahu will make it very obsessed about creativity, so to speak, and creative artists many times are obsessed. What else can we say? 8th house, house of secrets, psychology and counseling. If Moon, Mercury and Venus are present in Bharani in the 8th house for a Virgo ascendant, it makes for a very grounded counselor, psychologist, psychiatrist. Why? Virgo is a very grounded sign. Okay. Number 7, if it comes in 7th house, that's for a Libra ascendant, opposite to Aries. This is the Aries Libra axis. If Bharani is here, what kind of careers can we imagine for this gentleman or lady? In 7th house, again, we got to look for Mars, but Mars in terms of partnership is better for 7th house, business partnerships. Which planet do you think is good for partnerships? Mercury. So you look at all the Mercury aspects, creative arts and entertainment, psychology and counseling, sales and marketing. Sales and marketing is what I would think dominant. Mars, okay. Mercury and Rahu together, or Rahu aspecting Mars and Mercury together, or Rahu aspecting Mercury, which is situated in Bharani in the 7th house. See, Libra, as it is good for other people. Therefore, if it looks at Mercury and Rahu aspecting it, it becomes all about other, it becomes about good communication skills. Sales and marketing is all about communication skills. It falls in 6th house, Bharani, for a Scorpio ascendant. 6th house is about enemies, about fights, opposition, obstacles. You need a good strength of Mars there, right? So you look at all the Mars planets, and how it will aspect will depend upon how this person will handle all the fights and obstacles in the workplace. Suppose if you have Mars, Jupiter and Sun over here, these people will have great leadership skills because they can conquer all kinds of opposition, right? You can see there, leadership is about competing with oppositional parties. The fifth Bharani falls in 5th house for a Sagittarius ascendant, which is all about creativity. 5th house is a nice house, it's a Dharma house. It's about education, it's about creative talent, creative intelligence, subordinates at work, change of jobs, talents being used at work. Now, 5th house being what it is, if Jupiter is there, it becomes good for business. Okay? It becomes good for all these fields, creative arts and entertainments, medicine and healing professions. If Moon and Jupiter along with Ketu is present in this house in Bharani, these people will make surgeons, like I just said, obstetrics and gynecologist surgeons, pediatric surgeons. Okay? That's a possibility. Capricorn ascendant. For a Capricorn ascendant, Bharani falls in the 4th house, house of home, family, home-based business, real estate. So we can look at real estate there because it's already there in the themes of Bharani. Mars, Saturn and Moon, all these are karakas of land and real estate and property. If you have a good strength of Mars, good strength of Saturn, good strength of Moon in the 4th house, this will give them propensity, because it's looking at the 10th house as well, to make careers as a real estate agent. Or as some real estate tycoon like Donald Trump, for example. For the Aquarius ascendant, Bharani falls in the 3rd house of skills, competition, peers, colleagues, skill sets. Mars does very well typically in the 3rd house because Mars is competitive. Okay, you need a sense of competition and a sense of self-initiation, a sense of good self-worth which Mars provides. You need the strength of Mars and it shines in the 3rd house. So all the ones marked here with Mars will do well there. Not so much Moon, not so much Mercury, not so much Venus. Please understand this. 3rd house is a Dushtana house. It's a Upachaya house. So it grows only with time. Okay. Lastly, for Pisces ascendant, Bharani falls in the 2nd house. Your value system at work. How you speak to colleagues. Earned wealth. What could do well here, you think? In the 2nd house, when you say value system, it might be more about counseling, psychology, it might be even about entrepreneurship and business. Because the kind of work you do also is dictated by the 2nd house, the 6th house and the 10th house, right? So that might be one of the options. Okay, I want you to start tuning your minds towards this kind of analysis so that you are able to discern and understand your child's talent, for example. Your young ones, if you're a parent, or if you're a young person somewhere, how to discern what I'm good at, what career is good for me. It's not about how much money you have in your bank account, or it's not even about how much position you achieve. Trust me, from where I come from, I have seen the position doesn't matter much. Unless if you're miserable getting to becoming a CEO, you're miserable. What's the point of that, right? What's the point of reaching some goal where you are miserable? Be careful how you pick your career and where you examine your talents, please. Next, we shall be taking Kritika Nakshatra. Until then, take care. Be safe.
With markets changing and living costs rising, finding a reliable place to grow your money matters now more than ever. With the Wealthfront Cash Account, your uninvested money earns a 3.75% APY, which is higher than the average savings rate. There are no account fees or minimums. And you also get free instant withdrawals to eligible accounts 24/7. So you always have access to your money when you need it. And when you're ready to invest, you can transfer your cash to one of Wealthfront's expert-built portfolios in just minutes. More than 1 million people already use Wealthfront to save and build long-term wealth with confidence. Get started today at Wealthfront.com. Cash account offered by Wealthfront Brokerage, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Wealthfront Brokerage is not a bank. Annual percentage yield on deposits as of September 26, 2025 is representative, subject to change, and requires no minimum. The cash account is not a bank account. Funds are swept to program banks where they earn the variable APY.